This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our series, Consumed, is taking a look at the consumer economy as it stands today, exploring why we buy what we do and where that gets us. This week, we're asking a rather impertinent question for a business program. Can we afford the consumer economy? Another way of asking that question is, what's the price we pay for living in a consumer economy? And I'm not just talking dollars and cents here, people. One way we all experience the consumer economy sounds a little bit like this.
Would you like fries with that?
Or this.
And how about a new silk tie to go with that gorgeous shirt?
I could offer you more legroom and coach. It's only $49 more.
Have you considered a plastic cover for your new smartphone? I just got these in super cute polka dot cases today. They're adorable.
You know the drill. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner is here with me now to explain. Sarah, this is, as we call it, the upsell, right?
Right. It's the upsell. Yeah. I call it the perpetual upsell because it seems like nowadays we always have this experience of being sold either something more or something pricier. And sometimes it happens and you don't even know it's happening. It seems to be a part of almost every consumer transaction we have.
In fact, actually with me, it happened in Starbucks the other day. I was buying a cup of coffee, $2.25. The guy tried to sell me a pound of special blend beans. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, no. I just want
but a cup you know
of
what?
Joe,
a lot man. Of people take it because, God. And they do it, these companies do it because it works. The market research shows that. And companies are getting even more sophisticated at it because they have all this data about us and our tastes from online shopping.
So it's easier, right? It's targeted.
It's easier.
Wow.
But the point, Kai, is it's not just easier, it's that they have to do it now. It's a requirement of a mature consumer economy. And that's according to Sunil Gupta. He's head of marketing at Harvard Business School. And he explains it this way.
Every company is expected to grow. And at some level, that sounds ridiculous because no company can grow forever. Otherwise, it'll take over the world. But in some ways, that is the expectation from Wall Street and the shareholders, which makes it very, very hard for companies to survive. So as a result, a company would say, look, I already have you as a customer, and it's easier to sell more things to you than to go and look for a new customer.
Easier, but Kai, cheaper too. It's just now woven into the fabric of our consumer economy.
Here's the thing, though. We're all reasonably responsible, mature adult American consumers. We can always just say, thank you, right?
Yeah, we could, just like, you know, you stand in line at the movies and just say no to the jumbo popcorn.
I do, every time.
But where this gets problematic or maybe a little uncomfortable, here's a story I heard from a woman named Maura Kelly.
Okay.
She lives in St. Louis. She's a lawyer. She's 33 years old.
Okay.
Listen to what she has to say.
Yeah, I was upsold in my gynecologist's office.
No.
You want to hear this story.
I really don't, but okay.
Kelly told me that she started getting direct mailings from her doctor for cosmetic services, things like teeth whitening and eyelash creams to make your eyelashes longer.
Yep.
Then she goes to the doctor for her exam, and she notices these posters on the wall pushing these services.
Okay.
He's noticed me looking up at the posters and asked if I would be interested in any of those things on the wall. And I just asked him if he thought I needed to be interested in any of the things on the wall. And he just told me it was a personal decision.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a pretty subtle cross sell, right?
Yeah,
and, you know, he was making a little money by giving ad space to these cosmetic services. And it reminded me of an experience I had recently where my eye doctor tried to get me to buy an extra pair of glasses just for the computer. And I thought to myself after I left, does he really think I need those?
Yeah, no.
Maybe would that be good for me? Or is he just trying to make
a pair of frames at $140 a whack?
Another sale.
Yeah, yeah.
And Maura Kelly said she felt the same way.
You know, I'm not at the mall and someone's trying to sell me, you know, another pair of shoes. It's that you're in a healthcare situation and you look to them for medical advice and here they are giving it to you. But you have to make that choice as to whether this is, you know, whether you're the patient or whether you're the consumer.
Yeah, and in some ways, ultimately, it's corrosive, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Kelly told me, actually, after that experience, she began to question the medical advice that that doctor was giving her. So this market-driven mindset does have its costs. It's permeated into areas of our lives that, you know, traditionally were off-limits to consumerism and selling. And I like to think of it as sort of a toll we're paying to ride this consumer economy highway.
Yeah.
And so far, Kai, we seem to be willing to pay the toll.
Just say no, baby. Just say no. Sarah Gardner with The Upsell. Sarah, thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot.